That way for Gilgamesh leads back home. And on the way home, in the course of the hundreds of miles, he and Ushanabe travel every day, in the dream time that is left in total silence, an astonishing thing happens. Gilgamesh becomes one with the poet's voice. In spite of the prologue's statement, we have never believed that Gilgamesh wrote the poem. He has always been a character in the story, not the narrator of it, a part of it, not the whole. Only now, for the first time, as Gilgamesh addresses Ur-Shanabi with the same words that Sinleika Unini addressed us with at the beginning of the poem, can we hear this authorial voice for ourselves. When at last they arrived, Gilgamesh said to Ur-Shanabi, "This is the wall of Uruk, which no city on earth can equal. See how its ramparts gleam like copper in the sun. Climb the stone staircase, more ancient than the mind can imagine. Approach the Eanna temple, sacred to Ishtar, a temple that no king has equaled in size or beauty. Walk on the wall of Uruk, follow its course around the city, inspect its mighty foundations, examine its brickwork, how masterfully it is built. Observe the land it encloses, the palm trees, the gardens, the orchards, the glorious palaces and temples, the shops and marketplaces, the houses, the public squares." And that is how the poem ends, where it began. Its form is not circular like Finnegan's Wake, but spiral, since it begins again at another level, with Gilgamesh narrating. His transformation has taken place off stage, outside the frame of the poem, at the last possible moment. When we return to the beginning, where Gilgamesh's echoing lines point us, it is clear that he has completed the final stage of the archetypal hero's journey, in which the hero gives new life to his community, returning to them with the gifts he has discovered on his adventure. He brought back the ancient forgotten rites, restoring the temples that the flood had destroyed, renewing the statutes and sacraments for the welfare of the people and the sacred land. We are not told how he learned the ancient forgotten rites from Utnapishtim, but we know that for the first time he is acting as a responsible, compassionate king, a benefactor to his people and their descendants. Out of the depths, somehow, Gilgamesh has managed to close the gate of sorrow. He has learned how to rule himself and his city without violence, selfishness, or the compulsions of a restless heart.